And when he came down the escalator and did his thing, what was your reaction?
So my reaction was, you know, the contents of that speech aside, when he announced, was that, look, I think that I recognized his popular appeal. I think that I understood from The Apprentice and watching him and all of that, that there was something about Trump and his character that was popular, and I thought would work. And I do think that that's one of the reasons that I had CNN pay attention right away to Donald Trump, because I think at a time, if you go back, the first couple months, most national news media organizations did not take it very seriously. CNN did right away, and we turned out to be right.
Would argue that it was that it's a chicken and egg thing, that part of what CNN did was help.
Yeah, I disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. You know, he announces, comes down the escalator, announces, and 3 weeks later, he's number one in the polls in the Republican Party, and he holds on to that till he becomes a Republican nominee. So he was the favorite among that entire field 3 weeks in. So I don't think that CNN made him number one in 3 weeks, okay? I think that he had that appeal. And we were covering the front runner. We would cover the front runner disproportionately in any race. So I don't buy into that.
You said something earlier in our discussion here that struck me, and it leads to a question about this and television generally. You said the audience wants it. And that is obviously something that's always in your head. Donald Trump understands that if you light yourself on fire, that's good TV.
So look,
you understand that as well, and you needed that was good for CNN, was it not?
Well, look, I'm not going to apologize. I think what a lot of people want is for, you know, people to say that you should apologize for giving the audience what they're interested in. This goes back to the plane, and we took a lot of heat for the poop cruise at one time. Listen, I think what we have always done, whether it was at the Today Show or CNN, is we've never been above what the audience is interested in. And I think this idea that, you know, you should only feed the audience spinach and you should tell them what's important, I reject that. Well,